executions, dictators and eating pets, and a Taylor Swift endorsement. The first live televised debate between the 2024 US presidential hopefuls Kamala Harris and Donald Trump was a 90-minute roller coaster. But will there be a second debate, and will last night's performance win any hearts or change any minds? Well, to remind us, let's get a flavour of last night's debate.
World leaders are laughing at Donald Trump.
If I were president, Russia would have never, ever, I know Putin very well, have gone into Ukraine. She hates Israel.
I said then, I say now. Israel has a right to defend itself. We would. And how it does so matters.
Will she allow abortion in the 8th month, 9th month, 7th month?
Come on.
Because
veto.
Under Roe v.
Answer
Wade,
the question,
you could do abortions in the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th
That's
month,
not true.
And probably after birth.
People start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom.
People don't leave my rallies. We have the biggest rallies, the most incredible rallies in the history of politics. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Eating the pets, that is a sample of last night's debate. Afterwards, in the spin room, Donald Trump told reporters that he felt he won it.
This was my best debate. We had a 92% rating in one poll. We had an 86% rating in another. We had 77% in another. We won every one of the polls that came out tonight. There were quite a few of them.
You were asked if you would veto a national abortion ban, and you did not say yes or no. What is your answer to that?
So all you have to do is check it. It was a perfect answer on abortion, and I've done a great job in that, and I brought our country together. Thank you.
That was Donald Trump speaking to reporters in the spin room last night. Our reporter Petula Martin has been asking American visitors to Blarney in Cork what they thought.
We're not enamored with either candidate. We think that they represent extremes on both sides. I tend to vote conservative, so I would tend to lean that way, but I'm not excited about voting for Trump, and I will not vote for the far left, so we're kind of stuck with in the middle.
And what do you think are the main issues?
Well, most of it's the economy. You know, we have inflation's through the roof. Housing market is through the roof. Fuel prices are up, and that wasn't that way 4 years ago.
I think it's not because she's black. Not because she's a woman, it's because she's well spoken, she's articulate, she's well educated, she was a lawyer, so she knows the law. I mean, Trump, he makes his own laws.
She was a lot of fluff, very little substance. My concern is people that don't think deeply may be attracted to her persona.
Did you watch last night's presidential debate?
No.
Why not?
Well, because watching it, just it's embarrassing. I just don't want to put in the time, I guess, to watch it.
The gift of the gab was to former President Trump, 110%.
Why did you say that?
Because he was, first of all, defending himself against all the attacks that were coming against him, and he was trying to get in what his policies will be and what they have been in the past.
Some American visitors speaking to Petula Martin in Blarney in Cork. Well, columnist with the journal.ie and law lecturer at University of Galway, Larry Donnelly, watched the debate last night and is on the line now. Larry, thanks for joining us. Kamala Harris was behind in that last New York Times poll, marginally behind. She needed this debate to change people's minds. Will it have?
I'm not sure if it's changed things altogether, but I mean, the fundamental premise of the question, I think the reality is these are two candidates who are neck and neck. This is a 50-50 race, or at least it was going into the debate. There's no question in my mind but that Kamala Harris had a better night last night than Donald Trump did. Trump was meandering. He was rambling. None of his attacks really landed because he was all over the place. And I think that's partly because she got under his skin, even from the get-go, marching right up to him and shaking his hand. I think he was off his game, and I think she had the night that she needed to have. Now, what's to watch is the battleground state, the aggregated polling over the next week to 10 days. to see how much this has moved the needle. And the other point is, Harris said immediately afterwards, let's do this again. And I think Trump will be eager to do it again as well.
All right. Donald Trump is a seasoned television performer from The Apprentice over many years. Did he overlook the fact, though, that this was a televised debate and that he was speaking to undecided voters rather than attending a rally for his own supporters?
Absolutely. I mean, that's Trump's greatest weakness. He has a lot of political strengths, but his greatest weakness is that he treats every public engagement like it's a rally. And I think he thinks that his diehards are enough to get him over the line. The biggest problem for him last night was he didn't lose any of his diehards, but he didn't do a damn thing to get any of the floating voters who were going to decide this thing over the line, to bring him to his side. And that's where I think Kamala Harris and her team can take some credit for last night. She was extremely well prepared, and how she approached the issues, I thought, was superb, especially for somebody who has struggled in those things in the past. So all in all, a really good night for her, a bad night for Trump. But make no mistake, this thing has got a long way to go.
Do you think there will be another debate, Larry? And if there was to be, who would host it? Because I know Fox News have been talked about as being possibly the next network to host a debate. But would the Democrats want that?
That's a hard question to answer. Certainly the Harris campaign after last night will be confident. I mean, look, they said right away, we want to do this again. I think that the issue about Fox would be, who moderates the debate? I know Trump has mooted people who are very solidly in his corner, like Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity. They're not realistic possibilities. If Fox gets two people who are relatively down the middle, then, of course, Fox is potentially a place to go to. And Harris, perhaps after the strong performance last night, might be feeling like, look, there are people I can make this case to. When I say let's turn the page, we can't go back, we can't have this stuff, there is potentially an audience for that, and why not take that message right to them? And I think, again, the instructive thing to look at here will be the aggregated polling in the next week to 10 days, because they will show us how much the needle has moved, if any.
And what are we to make of Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris? Will she help Kamala Harris to shake off Donald Trump?
Do not underestimate it. Some in the professional political class are prone to dismissing these sorts of things. But in a celebrity-obsessed culture, and with somebody who is an absolute megastar in Taylor Swift, who wields huge influence over vast swathes of America, and let's not forget, a lot of them tend to be apolitical people, people who aren't engaged. If this thing is close, and she can get a few thousand voters, young people in particular, to the polls in the battleground states, her support could potentially be decisive. So do not dismiss it.
I never dismiss Taylor Swift. Columnist with the journal.ie and law lecturer at University of Galway, Larry Donnelly, thank you for speaking with us on the News at One. Back with more after this break.